A mall, as we all know, is a shopping center. But that's only become true during the last 50 years. It's still hard to find a dictionary that defines the word that way. Until the 1950s, a mall was a particular sort of pedestrian environment, a public promenade. Before that, the mall was a street or esplanade, named for a game named for a mallet used in the game of pall mall, an English sport in which a boxwood ball was struck by a mallet through an iron ring at the end of an alley. The National Mall in Washington, D.C., is a mall in this historic sense, a public promenade, an outdoor space sometimes lined with shops. When developers began to build shopping centers during the 50s, they often included one of these old-style malls between the shops, and this grassy area was a part of our shopping experience. With its pastoral evocation of the public park, it helped to make shopping seem recreational, or even restful, as well as commercial. More recent malls turn this concept literally inside out, or more precisely, outside in, as they play with the nature-culture duality in American life. Malls are a way of packaging the great outdoors, which becomes, by virtue of being boxed, the indoors. Modern malls are, in fact, a celebration of the great indoors, the controlled environment that rations heat and light and eliminates bugs and snakes and rodents. The corridors of the mall substitute for the streets of the city. The potted plants symbolize nature. Like houseplants, the plantings of the mall assure us that even though we're out of the elements, we're not elementally unnatural. This inversion, by which nature becomes culture, is part of the diversion by which shopping malls avert our attention from issues that ought to concern us. These plantings are literally a plant, meaning not just a vegetable, but also what the dictionary defines as a misleading piece of evidence placed so as to be discovered. Mall designers call such plantings softscapes, in part because they look softer than the steel and concrete of the building, and partly because they soften our resistance to the commercial character of the mall. Greenery seems to increase the amounts of green that consumers spend at the mall, as nature naturalizes or decontaminates the transactions at the cash register, making purchases more palatable. A postcard from Minnesota's Mall of America, for example, claims that nature's beauty flows through Mall of America year-round. Fountains, streams, live plants, and trees flourish in the department store courtyards, in Knott's Camp Snoopy, along every avenue, and at Golf Mountain, an 18-hole miniature golf course. Sunshine through the many skylights adds an outdoors radiance to this natural indoors setting. Ever curious, Dr. America wonders just what does the word natural mean in that last sentence? What, in fact, is natural about any indoor setting? In fact, in the retail environment, nature is the face that culture, and especially the culture of commerce, wears at the mall, as these plantings make us feel as though we're in a natural place where we're not being manipulated, which, of course, is exactly where we're not. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, turning American culture inside out.